Because every day I'm shuffling.
good show.
I don't know how they let us get away with this stuff.
I don't either, honestly. Oh man, so much for being.
We're down to two listeners now, and the person formerly known as J Trip is now I. We've got some issues going on here.
John signed in like 5 different accounts on IRC.
Yeah. Oh man, that was good times. I really enjoyed this.
That was a fun show.
Oh man.
Always a fun show.
Got our tips in, got our links in, got through all of our show notes. Man, we make so many cool links every week. Let's see.
I think we got to stick down to, we got to shorten the topics, though, man.
Yeah. Something. Yeah, we definitely,
I don't think we can shorten the topics. I think we'd
have to shorten the number of topics. It would probably be more appropriate.
Yeah,
passionate. That's our problem. We're too passionate.
We were wrapping things up at an hour 15, which is probably 10 minutes longer than ideal, but probably within the sort of the margin of error for this kind of show. So I'm comfortable with it, but particularly because when I looked at the show notes before we got started, I was like, man, do we have enough to talk about? And oh yeah, we did.
Oh well, dude. You got MC Lips as your yaps a lot over here, dude. We're rocking and rolling. We won't shut the hell up.
I got some possible show titles here.
I'd imagine you have more than just some.
We have a few.
Hang on. You gotta give me a second before you go into that.
Okay, you're gonna go do your pink pony thing?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I didn't drink heavily today, so I don't have to go
drink awful pink pony. That awful phrase we created for ourselves.
Horrible.
Oh, and also anybody who's hanging out in the chat room, if you have questions for the Buddy Press core team tomorrow, that'll be J Trip, Boone Gorges, and Paul Gibbs. There is it's like 2 or 3 posts back on the site, on the blog. Go check that out and leave a note or into the chat room here and I'll capture it there. But it's going to be an hour long. And J-Trip even said that he doesn't want the panel sort of, or the panel podcast to be a lot of positive things about Buddy Press necessarily. He wants it to be interesting. So make it interesting for him and ask some cool questions.
Well, I think it's going to be an awesome show.
I'm excited.
I will definitely be listening in on that. Anytime I get to hear you guys hang out with J Trip and crew, that's going to be pretty kick ass. So
always a good time. Yep. Brad, are you back now? No,
nope. He is echo.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Okay, I think if I had to guess, he does what I do. What? Well, no, I am. Did you unplug your headphones?
On that note, too, before we get into that, folks, now known as Pete Moss. So J Trip, yeah, this is awesome.
J Trip 4J, J Trip negative 4Js was Pete Moss.
The same token on the lines for tomorrow.
Hang on, I'll be back in like 10 seconds.
All right.
It's out. Your timing is impeccable.
Go ahead.
If you got questions that you'd like to see aired on WP Late Night, go ahead and fire them away at us as well. You can send those over here, over to Ryan.
Yep.
Any of us really on Twitter, and we'd be happy to include.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we should start promoting that more, because I feel like now that the show is established, people will probably start throwing more of those our way.
I hope so.
Yeah. Let me actually make a note of that so I can let people know, send in questions for the WP Late Night host. We should definitely try to collect a few questions for Otto next week, too.
We should also collect some questions for Ask Dre.
Yes, we should, which I haven't gotten a post up, but as you saw, I'm definitely not slacking in terms of, we have some cool graphics in the works.
No, you got some like awesome stuff.
It's going to be so cool. I'll get a post up drawing some questions for that so we can get that rolling.
Do it.
That'll be killer.
Man,
are we headphones or are we cool?
Put your headphones on, man.
You're killing me, Ryan. I'm pretty sure.
I'll let my earlobe breathe a little bit.
If you ever say, do I need the headphones on? The answer is yes. So
I don't know why I asked you.
Possible show titles.
Let's hear them.
We sometimes wear pants here. You watch Mad Men, you know how it goes. More podcasts per capita. Mouthful of gobbledygook. Hold on, it's scary. Punch you in the face, drag you through the sewer. Design nympho. gaggle.
Come up with this stupid shit.
gaggle and gaggle blank. He likes to tweet a lot. I wanted to sleep with it. I would subscribe them to Animal Porn and Pewed AJ. Those are our options.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Look at the IRC numbers just depleting. That is just
brutal. As they hear.
Like, you know what? I don't want to be a part of this.
As they hear a recap of what we actually discussed, they say, man,
dude,
this is nuts.
Pac-Man game over. Boo, 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 bloop,
bloop. Well, I would say drag you through the sewer is kind of a good one. Especially because it's not as racy as a lot of the other stuff. Maybe more podcasts per capita.
Gobbledygook's
pretty good. I'd have to get a judgment from the or I'd have to get a word from the judges on how exactly to spell that out, because it's not a word.
I don't remember who said that.
I'm sure
it's gobbledygook. It was probably
sounds like a dry word.
Yep,
it is.
That sounds about right.
There's actually a Wikipedia reference for that.
Well, fantastic.
I like that.
How about our podcast is better than yours?
Well, typically the rules
Ron
of the show title
sucks.
Somebody has to say it.
Show title, Roundtable Sucks.
it's basically, I mean, you know, it's not fair really
to
compare.
I like that a little back and forth. I like it.
It's not fair to compare the two shows because Roundtable is basically three or four guest hosts every week. So it's always going to be the people who are interested in you know, that topic that kind of descend on it.
Hey, so what happens if you have Brad and I as guests on the Roundtable? Would that be like some kind of... just
podcast
weird,
inception
hybrid?
Yeah.
Networks in networks.
It'd almost be like an incest of podcast goodness. It's probably a better way to say that.
I think there's a lot of better ways to say that one. I'm just glad this is the after show now.
That would have made the potential show titles for this
Never,
evening.
Never, ever.
Like pick it up a notch.
I would never have even written that one down.
Pick it up a notch on the after show.
Nice.
Okay, so it sounds like gobbledygook.
Mouthful of gobbledygook. Here?
We have mouthful of gobbledygook. I have drag you through the sewer. More podcasts per capita, and actually Pewda J. It would be kind of funny to see. Nobody would know exactly what. You know what I mean?
Oh boy, J trip minus three.
What was it?
Pew to J, you say that's the sound that your little firing makes. So you said you pew to J, and then you were like, "I think that sounded wrong." It was towards the end, so that's why it's weird.
Yeah, I like to punch you in the face and drag you through the sewer. That's just brilliant.
Yep, that one's pretty good.
Pew to J,
and it came early enough that yeah.
Okay. I like the triple J one.
That's your vote.
I like it too. I think the slur one's good. Pew to J's good. They're all pretty good.
Yeah, we say a lot of fun things. Not all of them as respectable.
Funny people. No, none of them are really respectable.
No, that's
Hello,
not what
you know, in the grand scheme of things, it can never get worse than crouton rape. So I think we're everything's up.
You know, you're right. Yeah. That was pretty low for even for us.
There's not many ditches lower than crouton rape. So
I didn't know you can get a bowl of whatever it was full of croutons that far into somebody's face. It was awesome in that picture.
I love the fact that one picture where they're holding the ice luge and Jay's in the back just like stuffing his face with croutons.
He's beating it up.
I was like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You guys thought I was kidding. Like, no, there was a serious like assault on croutons that night.
You were just concerned about the bowl of croutons. The humanity.
Video, my friends. I need to break that. I at least need to get some sound clips.
Need
to get some sound clips for next episode.
Video is bad, okay?
No, nothing incriminating, nothing bad, but just some funny sound clips.
That's the funny part about you requesting invites for all of us to the community summit is that I think these podcasts themselves invalidate us.
Yeah.
Brad, can you send me
vote for us? They suck. No, I'm just kidding.
Brad, can you send me a link to the fundraiser that you guys supported? I want to add that to the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he had a pretty good
$1,000 macaroos. Actually, I'll send you to the message board post that has all the details.
Okay. Had a pretty good group in the chat. I saw 33, I think.
I got up to 36. My
count
36?
Over here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we had about 17. It was a lot weaker in Spreecast this week, but I'm actually kind of happy about that.
I still saw 16 in there at one point.
Yeah, yeah. There were a good number watching, but I'm glad that people were kind of sticking to the IRC chat, it seemed.
In fact, there's 20 participants in there right now, if this is accurate.
I think our regulars are learning the best place to listen.
Stream.
And, you know, I think it's still true. Listen to video, mute it, and listen to the stream for audio.
I think that's the best way to go.
The channel page is coming along a little bit better on Spreecast. They've made some changes.
Okay.
Last episode, we had 185 views.
Okay.
Which is down. That's our lowest one yet, actually.
Yeah, last week, I'm not sure what it was, but it was kind of low on the podcast listens as well. It might have just been a quiet week for some reason.
It could have been off week.
Well, it could just, I mean, you never know what might.
Plus, it's that time of the year where the weather's starting to get nicer, too. So anything technology-related... Mm-hmm. Dips this time of the year. When the weather gets nice, people go outside. They're not online as much.
Yeah, I actually left the office for lunch today, so that was cool.
Do we we're gonna send that in the Skype chat or in the IRC chat, that forum thread, Brad? Fundraiser.
Holy crap!
Oh, I sent it to you on Skype. You didn't get that?
Hey, look at the pink pony drug in it. It's Jordan in the chat room.
Oh, hey.
I sent the other one. Get out of here, Jorbin.
I think I don't think I've ever seen Jorbin in our chat before, so that's cool.
Leave. Epic fail.
Aaron, what's going on, buddy?
don't do that. What are you doing?
Actually, why are you not a moderator? Can you make me a moderator? Because I would love to kick people during the show.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to make you a moderator of the chat room specifically so you don't do
can
that.
Can you please make me a moderator? I just want to kick people in the they say something.
Nope. Nope, I will not.
Like
will.
If they say, hey, quit introducing yourselves, get on to the show, kick.
Hey, that's brisk, baby. That's brisk. We went from assigning
to talk about ourselves for like 2 minutes. Like, hey, talk about yourself. Quit talking about yourselves. Like, come on. Seriously.
Yeah. How does that even work? Hey, we're going to assign stuff to the audience to, hey, don't look at me funny or you get booted from the chat room. That's awesome, Brad. Explain to me.
Hey, make me a mod. And every time you hear or you're gone.
It's funny because we're trying to keep those numbers up, so it's best to not make our
any
chat room extinct.
Our audience, that's just outstanding.
You know what? You. There's too many people in this world. I'm just trying to help.
Keep drinking, Brad. Keep drinking. Let's see. Fundraiser, Brad and his group.
I kid. But in all honesty, it would be fun to kick people.
For you, yeah.
So what title did we land on?
Pew to Jay.
I like it.
Yep.
Q to J.
Yep.
I like it.
It's a little bit weird. It's kind of hard to pronounce. Nobody will know what it means. It's perfect for the
only the people that were here.
I always wonder if we should put some context around the titles for people that don't get the joke, because that joke is centered a little bit around the chat room.
Oh, it's entirely. Well, yeah. I mean, first of all,
or
I don't think
context make it not funny anyway. So
I don't think the title is gonna keep either entice or keep somebody from listening to the podcast. I mean, that would be a weird. I've never heard of that. You know, so at the point where it starts turning people off.
Well,
you know,
I mean, had our episode 7 crouton rape.
Wasn't the title. Don't say that.
But I'm saying if it was, people wouldn't have listened.
I agree.
Oh,
which
I
is
think
why
you would
it was
have
not.
More people interested than you think, man.
Yeah, but maybe not the group that we want interested in.
Well, no, fair enough. I mean, yeah, local and federal authorities is probably not the audience we're looking for.
Not at all, no.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
No, I mean, if people, I guess the chat room and people in the comments can judge whether they think it's too exclusive, but I think it's kind of fun. I think it's kind of an added sort of bonus to people who do.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess
it
says like, hey, you don't get it and you're interested. Listen to the show and you'll get it.
Yeah, it's sort of a way.
Nothing else. Listen to the after show because that's where we figure it out.
Exactly. Yeah, it's sort of an added plus, I think, for people who are a little bit more involved.
I think we need to cut out the show where we're like telling people to vote for us and just make a nice little sound clip we can tweet for the next 5 days, whatever.
That's dirty. Hey, just in case
we make that happen, because that'd be a cool
flood. You know,
if we had any chance,
just all we need is like vote for us, like the sound clip. Vote for me, Dre, Ryan, whatever.
Yeah, you realize that if we ever had a chance or an opportunity to get invited, it just went out the window in the last hour and 40 minutes. Right?
Oh yeah,
that's a wrap, dude.
Somewhere there's a person with headphones on, and then let me just paint the picture here. They kind of smile and then they frown and they shake their head. They take the headphones off and they turn to this yellow legal pad with a list of names, and they go down the list and they find these three names and they scratch them out. That's what happened at some point during
cool.
the show.
It's cool because it's almost like a dare. Like, I dare you to invite Dre and Ryan and not me. You know,
oh.
I dare. That's what happens.
Like, oh,
or I dare you to invite me and Ryan and not Dre.
Oh, that wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
Dre's West Coast. Dre's ready to get down on the get down, if you know what I mean. He's ready to go.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm East Coast. I grew up in the Midwest, but I'm East Coast, so I'm ready to get down with the get down. Now, Ryan, I know you're still Indiana. I know you still like, you know, you hold the door for people. You let people turn in front of you, all that fun stuff.
Hey, I mean, you guys,
on the coast,
you guys,
baby. It's live or let die. It's game over.
That's, you know, that's exactly how it is here.
That's exactly it.
It is.
Yeah, no.
All these damn manners and stuff.
How long were you in Indiana before you left?
20 plus years.
Okay.
I grew up there until I moved out here when I was about 28. Yeah.
Okay, 28. So about 3 years older than me.
Yep. Minus the 4 and the core, but I've been out there. But not that there's anything wrong with manners. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you added that.
Getting down with the get down.
Get down. Yeah, I need to get that soundboard running here.
Oh, now you want a soundboard?
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
God.
It's definitely going to happen.
It's just got to be you.
Either. I made them.
This is what you want more of? This is what you want to happen all the time?
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. Nah, I think I'll pass that for right now.
I got more compliments after the soundboard show than I have since we started.
Really?
That's all I'm saying.
See, I can't. That's the thing. No. It's like the Weaver 2 discussion on that blog post.
Sure,
it's like, I don't know what people like. You know what I mean? It's like, as soon as I step out and say, hey, let's not do this. This is awful. And then that's the thing that everybody loves. So. Yeah.
I think it's hit or miss. Like, if you do it too much, it sucks. But if you do it at the right time, every once in a while, it's pretty damn funny.
I like that you
justify
it.
I don't want to brag, but yeah. Frederick was pretty much cracking up last week.
That was
sound effects out there. And I think it's if used in subtlety, it's...
Yes, the key is to use it in subtlety, whatever that means. So that's a...
It's all about the right sound effect.
That's a Godzilla sound effect, right? I just want to make sure that's that and not like a Jurassic Park.
No, it's a Denver the Last Dinosaur sound effect.
Is that something I should know about?
Denver the Last Dinosaur.
What is that? What are you saying?
My friend Dan so much more. Heard that?
No, where would I hear this?
I don't know, growing up as a kid.
Oh, okay. So it's not.
All right. I probably sound a little crazy.
It's a generation before
Denver
mine.
Last Dinosaur.
I kind of believe you.
That was a bit harsh. Well, yeah, there's only two seasons. 88 to 89.
I was born in 87, so that's why.
But I got to work that in because that's actually been stuck in my head all day and I have no idea because I haven't heard that song in probably 10 years.
Did I lose audio there?
No. No, you're still on.
Hi there. I'm Drew Armada. Oh, man. That's horrible.
And I'm still live.
That's horrible.
Hey, so what would you guys like to see? Because I've got a schedule of the next few weeks of roundtables. What kind of discussions would you like to see? I mean, you mentioned you guys, and you guys would like
to see
easy gets.
Companies like WebDev. Okay. 100% WordPress companies.
Okay.
And there's not that many that I know of. Having you know what would be interesting because company the, would be fun.
And you're right. There really isn't that many that are just 100% devoted to WordPress specifically. But I'd like to see that on the design side. Are there any firms out there that are 100% devoted to working strictly on WordPress-type designs, whether that's for WordPress themes, plugin, you know, UI-type stuff, well above and beyond, you know, core contributions or things like that. But that'd be interesting to get a take on. How do they? How does their life work in the sense of working, you know, and attributing all of their work to WordPress-related projects from a design perspective?
Okay, all right, and I think there's a lot of interest in hearing from WordPress business owners. I mean, you've seen the interest with Pressnomics, and any time that there's any sort of, you know, there's a couple of kind of articles touching that on that in the magazine and different things. I think people are really interested in not only how WordPress business functions, but also just how people in the community are running businesses and tips there.
Another really good one would be WordCamp organizers. WordCamp organizers and a separate one, meetup organizers, because there's
different.
Some overlap, but I think it'd be good enough that they could be separate. Yeah.
They're definitely different.
You know, Aaron Jordan just put a good one in the room there, too. Actually, Ryan, you just commented on that, is a roundtable of companies that have employees contributing back to WordPress. Now, not all of the development staff contributes back code, but we do contribute back in different ways. A lot of that's in the forums and answer questions and stuff like that. So I think that'd be a great one, Aaron, in terms of getting – the different takes on those contributions from that company, right? Whether it is being a WordCamp slut, Pete Mall, or whether it's contributing back in the forums or writing code and patches and stuff, I think that it's important to get all those different perspectives. And that'd be a really cool
one. Yeah, it's easy. Cool. Yeah. Like when you hear the term contribute, I think immediately everyone thinks code.
Right.
You know, contribute code. And that's what needs to change, because it doesn't mean code, you know. It means contribute to WordPress as a project, as a platform, you know. It's like, you know, I contribute a little bit to the code, but I'm certainly not a main core contributor. I have some code in the core, but not that much. But I do a lot for the community, especially in the Philly area. You know, I organize a meetup, organize a WordCamp, you know, give back to the community. We release plugins. So I think there's a lot more than just. And I'm not saying Aaron was saying that, but I think just in that term, it would be fun to have a conversation around what does contributing to back to WordPress mean, and get some of those main contributors on a roundtable to talk about it.
Now, I get what you're saying, Pete. I know where your mind's at there, big guy. No, from a WordCamp circuit folk, you know, you're talking more in terms of people that are hitting a lot of the WordCamps across the nation or world, if you will. On a yearly basis. I know I'm part of that. I'm a WordCamp bandito. I hit a lot of them every year. And I think that's an important thing to get out and speak with not just your local community, but nationwide or even in different countries if you can do that, to kind of see how that WordPress kind of vibe and that feel and the things that they're doing to contribute. And you can learn a lot from the different areas. So I think it's important if you're going to be on that circuit to look at it from different angles. You know, we did a bunch more East Coast WordCamps at the end of last year, and are doing more this year. And I think that's a neat perspective that you can gain from being involved there.
I like it.
Booyah! Those are
booyah
all sorts of stuff.
I like all sorts of stuff. This is a good group. I think it's a lot of the same kind of stuff I was thinking. So that's good.
Yeah, you got some good topics there in less than, you know, 3-4 minutes or so.
Yep, I appreciate it. It's good to hear feedback from people who are into other
projects. Yeah, and if you need some name for these shows, you know, that's my new business. So if you want some, like, names or titles or whatever it may be, that's my new gig now. So I'll be more than happy to kind of, you know, throw
out
my,
got
you know, I could just spitball some stuff at you. So
I feel comfortable with the show title. I think that's okay.
All right.
But I'll keep that in mind.
I'm saying with the round table and just, you know, WP Candy in general.
If I wanted to rename the site.
The various. Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about it. That's what I do now. So.
Hey, I hear you get a friend discount rate there, Ryan. So you're good.
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate the deal. It's quite a bargain.
Oh, man.
I'm here for you. I am here for you.
Help me help you.
Help me help you.
All right, so are we on for next week? Same bat channel, same bat time.
I like it, yes.
Yeah, next week. That might be a challenge.
As I say that, I'm pulling up my calendar.
My calendar's not looking good.
There we go.
So I will talk to you guys about that offline.
Okay. All right. We'll do. We definitely want to jump on that soon then because we're organizing with Otto as well.
Indeed.
Faithful aftertaste, you know, after kind of throw up in your mouth a little bit and get it all together and still hang out with the chick you're wanting to. Friends. Wow. We'll make sure to post that later.
Thanks, everyone who stuck through it in the chat room. We're going to kick it over to
Brad's out.
The standard stream, and we'll see everybody next week. Bye, guys.
Ciao.
Later.